I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, June 18th. Well, the Quincy City Council has approved next year's city budget. Officials last night voted unanimously in favor of the budget after making a total of $1.6 million in cuts. The final budget stands at $488.4 million. It goes into effect on July 1st. The vote was unanimous after councilors made several more cuts to the library, city solicitor, and other departments last night. A Quincy man is facing charges that he robbed another man at knife point in North Quincy last night. Police say 36-year-old Ryan Plouffe held a knife to the throat of another man right near the McDonald's in North Quincy at about 11:30 last night and robbed him. Plouffe was arrested a short time later and is being held for arraignment in Quincy District Court today. Plouffe is charged with armed robbery and assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. Police say the victim was not seriously hurt. The incident, police say, may have been drug-related. Former Quincy Elder Services Director Tom Clasby has been sentenced to 6 months in federal prison and ordered to pay back the over $136,000 that he stole from the city. The 62-year-old Clasby from Fitchburg was sentenced in U.S. District Court in Boston yesterday after pleading guilty earlier this year to embezzling the funds over a five-year period for personal items that included bourbon steak tips, a self-portrait studio recording session, and a Toyota Prius. Clasby was fired in 2024 after the thefts were discovered. He admitted to the thefts under a plea agreement with federal prosecutors. Clasby will serve 6 months of home confinement and a year supervised release after his prison sentence and was also ordered to pay over $136,000 in restitution. Clasby was Elder Services Director for 25 years. Mayor Thomas Koch said he was very disappointed in Clasby's actions. Koch says safeguards have been put in place to prevent future thefts. Michelle Hanley was appointed to replace Clasby as Elder Services Director. Hundreds of students, parents, friends, and community members gathered at East Middle School in Braintree yesterday to support a 12-year-old boy who remains in critical condition. Jez Neal was seriously injured last Friday when he was hit by an SUV while riding his bike to a championship Little League game in Braintree. Crash occurred near the baseball field where the game was set to be played. According to Braintree police, the boy suffered severe injuries to his head and upper body. He was airlifted to Boston Children's Hospital, where he remains in a coma after undergoing multiple surgeries. The accident unfolded close enough to the field that several of Jezneel's coaches and bystanders rushed to help before first responders arrived. Among those closely supporting the family, Pastor Ron Ray of the Church of Abundant Life, who recently visited Jezneel in the hospital. Ray said Jezneel's parents have been overwhelmed by the support, but continue to ask for prayers above all else. At yesterday's gathering, students and teammates wrote cards filled with messages of encouragement for Jezneel. Many included his jersey, number 7, and heartfelt notes expressing their love and hope for his recovery. A GoFundMe campaign created to help cover medical expenses has raised more than $86,000. Investigators believe an overheated bearing likely caused a fire aboard an MBTA ferry on Monday, which prompted the evacuation of 25 passengers. The Champion MBTA ferry was making its scheduled 2 o'clock trip from Hingham to Long Wharf when a small fire was discovered in the machinery area of the vessel. A preliminary investigation suggests a bearing became overheated, which sparked a fire on the outside of the bearing casing. Fire was quickly put out. There were no injuries. Passengers were picked up by an MBTA bus and taken to Long Wharf and the Aquarium T station. Boston's floating historical landmark, the USS Constitution, took a special sail yesterday in commemoration of the Battle of Bunker Hill. The Constitution, known as Old Ironsides, is the oldest commissioned warship in the U.S. Navy. First launched in 1797, she was built in the North End and named by President George Washington. She earned her nickname during the War of 1812, when British cannonballs were seen bouncing off the ship's wooden hull. Constitution sails out into Boston Harbor several times each summer for turnaround cruises, during which she fires her guns in salute. During this sail, her crew rendered two traditional salutes, a 21-gun salute off of Fort Independence on Castle Island, followed by a 17-gun salute as she passed the U.S. Coast Guard base in Boston. That base is the former site of Edmund Hart's shipyard, where the Constitution was built and launched. Old Ironsides is also preparing to take part in the parade of sail on July 11th, the marquee event of Sail Boston. Well, as the World Cup brings fans from around the world to Massachusetts, one Scottish couple's travels to the state went from an exciting soccer trip to the wedding of a lifetime in Quincy yesterday. Scotland's Owen and Paula Quigley got engaged 9 years ago on June 17, 2027. They said they'd always planned to get married on their 10th anniversary, but when Scotland qualified for the World Cup, they changed their plans. Planning a wedding from across the Atlantic proved difficult, so Paula turned to Facebook for help. Jim Lever, a Scotland native who lives in Massachusetts, responded. He stayed in touch with the couple and even traveled to Scotland in January, where they met in person. He said that was when the couple asked him to officiate their wedding in the United States. Couple's friends who were in town for the World Cup were also able to celebrate alongside them at their reception at the View restaurant in Quincy yesterday. Now the newlyweds and their son are planning to watch Scotland take on Morocco at Boston Stadium Friday, the match serving as the first stop on their honeymoon. Two watch parties will be held in Quincy Center for the World Cup. The city will host the first watch party on Friday. The party opens at 2, then the game between the U.S. and Australia kicks off at 3, then Scotland takes on Morocco at 6. Both games will be shown on a large outdoor screen in Kilroy Square. The Saturday, the watch party opens at noon. First game is 1 between the Netherlands and Sweden. Then at 4 o'clock, Germany takes on the Ivory Coast. The watch parties are free, and food and drinks will also be available for purchase. Also on Saturday, the city will host the Kids Fest celebration from noon to 7 on the nearby Hancock Adams Common. Festival will include live entertainment and soccer activities. Kids Fest is free and open to all. Check of business news. Stocks are down. The Dow dropped 507. The NASDAQ lost 354, and the S&P dropped 91. World stocks mixed. The dollar fell. The euro was up. Oil at $78 a barrel. Sports. Toronto shut out the Red Sox at Fenway 3-0. They'll wrap up the series at 1:35 this afternoon. Weather pending, and it looks iffy. The forecast from the National Weather Service, scattered showers, maybe some thunderstorms, and a high today 77. Some lingering showers this evening, a low 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high of 84. Saturday, sun and clouds, high of 82. And cloudy Sunday, high 80. For the boater, a gale warning goes up at 1 o'clock. The winds out of the south will be gusty to 35 knots later today, waves 2 feet. High tide, 2:52 p.m. Sunrise, 5:07. Sets at 8:23. Traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open Friday at 6 a.m. Also, there will be a one-day delay for the curbside collection of trash and recycling in Quincy. Friday's pickup will take place on Saturday due to the Juneteenth holiday. In addition, there will be no AM Quincy on Friday, June 19th, for the Juneteenth holiday. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, June 18th.